You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
December 6, 2018. From Comedy Central's World News headquarters in New York, this is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition.
Trevor Noah. Our guest tonight is a professor of journalism at NYU. Jay Rosen is here. But first, as you can see, this is day three of Trevor being unable to speak. The doctor ordered him to rest his vocal cords. So, congratulations, society. You silenced another black man. But he is still sitting here using a talking app on his phone. Say something, Trevor.
For quality assurance purposes, this show may be recorded.
Very nice. Now let's catch up on today's headlines. For a few months now, the U.S. and China have been in a trade war, which, let's be honest, it's the most boring kind of war there is. Until now.
All right, breaking news. A new rift potentially between the United States and China after an executive for a Chinese tech giant, Huawei, was arrested in Canada.
Meng Wanzhou is her name. She's a daughter of Huawei's founder. She may be sent to the U.S. to face reported charges of trying to evade U.S. sanctions on Iran. Chinese officials are calling on Canada to release her.
Did you get that? The U.S. and Canada just arrested the daughter of one of China's most powerful families. They are going full Game of Thrones on this trade war. I mean, how do you think President Trump would like it if China threw one of his kids into prison?
Depends which kid.
Oh, yeah, no, good point. That's a good point. Also, if you have to get arrested, try to do it in Canada. They don't even do good cop, bad cop. It's just good cop, even nicer cop. Moving on. Breaking news from President Trump's New Jersey golf club, where we just found out that his housekeeper is an illegal immigrant. I guess Trump told us he'd build a wall, but he never said there'd be a service entrance. Victorina Morales says that her job included making Trump's bed, cleaning his toilet, and ironing his boxer shorts.
Good God. Talk about jobs Americans don't want to do.
And Trump now says that because a housekeeper doesn't have legal papers, she'll be terminated, which I gotta tell you, I'm really surprised about. Usually if you're a woman in Trump's bedroom, the only document you need is an NDA. Finally, some news from the world of entertainment.
A big announcement from Justin Timberlake. The singer says he's postponing his remaining concert dates for December. He told Instagram followers that his doctors want him to continue to rest his voice. He's been pushing back shows since October for bruised vocal cords.
Oh, man. God, that is so sad. Justin Timberlake with no voice? Well, I mean, you know what that means. He's useless to society now. Because, you know, when you're an entertainer and you can't entertain, what good are you for?
Desi?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing left to do is just take him out back and turn him into
Desi?
Glue.
Desi, I have the same problem with my vocal cords.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's so weird. You guys attend the same orgies or something?
Sometimes, but not this time.
Huh, good to know. Let's move on to our top story. Good
This is it?
Yeah. Money. When it started, it was seashells and beads and stuff, which was fine when we were scamming the Indians, but now we have a real economy. Anyway, we've since moved on to coins and paper money, but now even that seems out of date.
We've all heard the saying that cash is king, but more and more stores are going cashless. So that means leave your cash at home and you gotta bring your credit card. Chain restaurants like Tender Greens, airlines like United and Delta don't take cash on flights anymore. Even fitness studios like Bar Method only take plastic. Safety is a big reason. Restaurants say they're going cash free. No cash means nothing for thieves to run off with.
That's right. No more cash means no more robberies until the bad guys start mugging your Venmo.
Look out. He's got a knife emoji.
And while cashless seems like the wave of the future, there are some downsides that you may not have thought of.
Experts warn about the people who may be left behind, so-called unbanked consumers. A 2015 federal survey found that 7% of American households had no checking or savings accounts. It's more than twice as high for African Americans and Latinos.
Businesses accepting only credit or debit disproportionately deny service to this city's most vulnerable people.
What happens if you're homeless? What happens if you're undocumented? What happens if you're too poor to have credit? What happens if you're underbanked?
That's right. Going cashless can discriminate against people who can only pay in cash. Not to mention how unfair it is on the people on the cash. You know, just when Harriet Tubman's going to get on the 20, all of a sudden we're not taking it anymore. She's going to be like, bitch, I just got here. For more on the move towards cashless, we're joined by our senior junior correspondent, Jabuka Young-White.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Desi. Thank you, Desi. Thank you, Dimple Alexa.
So, Jabuki, how do young people feel about the end of cash?
Oh, this is amazing. I mean, cash is trash. It's bulky, it's easy to lose, and it's literally gross. Like, think about it. People are passing it around with their germy hands, then they snort coke with it, and then they stick it in a G-string, and then the last thing you touch before you eat a slice of pizza is that cash. People are happy when they find money in the ground, but that shit was on the ground, you know? Like, sure, you found 20, but now you gotta spend 400 on antibiotics. Cash is basically chlamydia that you use to buy Snickers, essentially.
But Jabuki, don't young people care about all the downsides?
Oh, don't waste your battery. I'm gonna get to that. As a millennial, I'm all about the end of cash, you know? But then on the other hand, I'm a millennial, which means I care about things like social justice and plastic straws and shit. And there's a lot of marginalized people that can't get a credit card or a fancy phone or even a bank account. So it's like a subtle form of discrimination. Like when the sign outside the club says, no baggy pants or no good dancers, like, we know who you're talking about. Speaking of good dancers, going cashless is going to make strip clubs, like, hella boring, you know? Like, you can't pay a stripper with, like, Apple Pay, you know? Just, like, $1 send, $1 send, $1 send, like...
So, okay. So, what you're saying is young people created this cashless world, and now they don't want to live in it?
Well, yeah, but we could also solve it. I mean, if there's one thing that young people like, it's bringing back old shit. Vinyls, beards, Jeff Goldblum, that was us. That's why I'm trying to get ahead of the curve and make some artisanal cash at home in my bathroom. It looks authentic, right? I'm selling it on Etsy if you want to get in on it, Desi.
Dude, making counterfeit money is a felony.
Okay, calm down, RoboCop. Let's just keep this between us and Benjamin Jefferson.
Yes, I'm going to take this. Jabuki Young-White, everybody.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career
And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Welcome back. My guest tonight is an NYU professor, media critic, and an ambassador for a new reader-funded journalism initiative called The Correspondent. Please welcome Jay Rosen.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show, Jay, and welcome to the future.
Indeed. This is the future.
This is quite strange.
Yeah, but you're good as a woman.
You're launching a new space where people can get their news.
Yeah.
But what's going to set it apart from other news online?
I'm glad you asked. Well, The Correspondent is the world's most successful member-funded ad-free news site. They started in 2013 in the Netherlands. They have 60,000 members who pay 70 euros a year because they believe in the kind of journalism that The Correspondent does. No ads, no corporate sponsors, no billionaires, no clickbait, no tracking you around the web the way Facebook does, no targeting you with data. And no 24-hour news cycle, because The Correspondent is deeply reported journalism about events under the surface froth that preoccupies most of the online media. And they have a rule. No reporting about problems unless you also report about what we can do about it, what you can do about it, what we as a society can do about it. So they've been successful in the Netherlands. Then now they want to move from Dutch language to English language publishing. I'm helping them do that. You can help them do that by going to thecorrespondent.com and reading about their principles and signing up to be a member.
One of the most significant principles of The Correspondent that distinguishes it from other journalism is that it won't take any money from advertisers,
right,
like Taco Bell, which makes delicious tacos, by the way.
Yeah. Well, no ads.
What impact do you think that will have on reporting the news?
No ads is huge. If you don't have ads, you don't need daily traffic quotas. If you don't have to have daily traffic quotas, you don't have to report the same stories that everybody else has because they're clicking on them. And you can cultivate a kind of calm in your news site that differs from the rest of the web. And this is a big principle of the correspondent, is that it's not trying to just grab your attention all the time. It assumes that you will grant your attention to something because they're not selling your attention to a third party. And that's why membership, direct support between journalists and the people who think it's important, is so key.
What do you think the press could be doing better in their coverage of President Trump?
I have three suggestions. One is, don't let him be your assignment editor. Don't chase every tweet. And remember that access to something that's fundamentally misinforming in the first place is not really worth anything.
Are you speaking about the briefing room?
The briefing room has been ruined by the Trump administration. It used to be one of the great and most powerful communication spaces in the world, with the seal of the President of the United States, that podium, which is so official looking, and messages went out from there to the rest of the world. And now it's become like, like this place, you know, it's like laughs, you know, it's like a... It's sort of like a comedy studio in a lot of ways. So I don't understand this, because the briefing room is one of the great communication stages in the world. It's an aspect of presidential power. And now it's almost useless, which is why 2 days into the Trump administration, I recommended that the news network send their interns to the briefing room, because that's not where the action is going to be. Take your most talented, experienced people and have them do outside-in reporting, let interns man the briefing room, and that would be a better system, but they didn't listen to me.
Can news ever truly be unbiased? Even without advertising, humans still hold their own beliefs, which is why us robots are taking over.
I'm in sympathy with your robots. No, I think it's smarter for journalists to say, here's where I'm coming from, and here's what I discovered in my reporting, and not try and take the view from nowhere.
You are trying to raise $2.5 million before December 14th.
Yes.
And if you don't raise it, everyone gets their money back.
Yeah.
Like a Kickstarter. Why $2.5 million? And what exactly does that money go to?
$2.5 million is to start up the English language version of The Correspondent, built on the same principles. And it's the amount of money we think we need to have a minimum viable newsroom to begin doing the same kind of journalism that's been successful in the Netherlands, here in the U.S. and the English-speaking world around the globe. And so we're asking people to give us a start, give us a year to show that this actually is a different kind of journalism. And at thecorrespondent.com, you can learn about our principles and also sign up to be a member. 18,000 people have already done that, but we still need 1.3 million more.
Be the change you want to see. Thank you for joining us on the show.
Thanks so much.
For more information, and to join the campaign, go to thecorrespondent.com. Jay Rosen, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.